Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Glenn Schuck from 1010 Wins on 92.3. Glenn, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
How are you guys up there? Everything's good?
So far, so good. We had a primary on Tuesday here in Buffalo, but down in New York, that's the primary everyone's talking about. Zohran Mamdani defeats Andrew Cuomo and others. How shocking of a result was this?
Well, I was out at the polls. I actually was in Queens, and I have to tell you, I guess it was shocking to the point where, first of all, the turnout, I think, was higher than expected, especially among young people. I mean, it seems young people really turned out to the polls for Mamdani. It changed this race quickly. Even Mamdani admitted that he didn't think it would change that quickly. He thought this would be a pretty close race. He ended up winning by 8 points. So, again, young people really turned out in big numbers. They clearly went to Mamdani and not for Cuomo. And this is where we stand now after the primary on Tuesday.
So the primary on Tuesday happens, and then later in the week, Eric Adams, who we knew was going to run, officially announces his candidacy on the independent line. With Mamdani as the candidate, what is the talk around Eric Adams and his chances to be reelected?
Well, Adams is going to immediately push back about Mamdani and his socialist democratic stance on a lot of things, including something like, he wants city-owned grocery stores. And, Eric Adams is immediately pushing back, calling Mamdani's agenda unrealistic, and that, Adams has got his ear to the street and is not going to make any promises that he can't keep. But I have to tell you, what's going to hurt Adams going forward is his approval rating. I mean, it's still very low. Other polls have had it still, the 20s and the 30% approval rating. If his approval rating stays at that number, Joe, I would say he's going to have a pretty slim chance of prevailing come November.
How long has Mayor Adams been at those numbers, and where do they compare to when he was first elected?
He was very popular when he first elected. Again, it was a pretty close race in his primary, but again, in the general election in 2021, he beat Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, I believe by like 60 points, so it wasn't close. It comes down to this. He was, your listeners may be aware, Adams was indicted on federal charges. There was quite a process over many months where those charges ended up getting dropped because of Adams' association with the Trump administration. So we haven't seen any bounce really in terms of a recovery for his approval numbers. So again, he can run a great campaign, but those approval numbers are where they're at. I think experts, even people on the street, would tell you that his chances of winning would be slim.
Now, obviously this was a shocking result. Has there been any polling on where Adams stands against Mamdani?
There's been some polls out, and unfortunately, most of the polls still factor in Andrew Cuomo. Any poll really that has Adams in there has him not winning, and actually has him not even coming close to winning. Again, this is as of now. There'll be some new polls coming out tomorrow and Tuesday. Mamdani's been all over, not just the local news here, but nationally. He's been on all the major networks already kind of pushing back against his detractors and saying, he's young and dynamic. He wants to bring new ideas. And so far, again, his message is resonating with people. He does not have the support, though, of Governor Hochul. I'm talking about Mamdani now. of Hochul. He doesn't have Chuck Schumer support yet. He doesn't have Hakeem Jeffries. He needs those people on board if this is going to proceed. But, you know, he sits here today as the favorite in the race, Mamdani does.
And on the independent line, another independent line, Andrew Cuomo, now is he withdrawing or will he still be on the ballot in November?
It's a really interesting, I'm telling you, this story, I've covered politics here for more than two decades. This one is really hard to figure out. Cuomo had till the end of the day Friday to take his name off the ballot in November. He did not. He's on what's called a fight and deliver independent line. So his name is still on the ballot and will be, but two things could happen. He could ask for it to be removed or could just let it stay. He's not even sure he's going to actively campaign. He might just leave his name in the ballot and be a factor in the race, maybe campaign once a week, and that's it. So he's going to face pressure to drop out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As well, so there's a lot going on here in the weeks ahead.
With Cuomo on there, and obviously Curtis Sylwa is still on there, I mean, Mamdani could win with what, 40% of the vote?
Absolutely, yes. And this is what, you know, again, all the experts and pundits here who are kind of dissecting this, you know, New York City is so overwhelmingly Democratic. And whoever the Democratic candidate on the primary, and that would be Mamdani, whoever that is, already is considered the front runner. So Mamdani is the front runner, a heavily Democratic city in the five boroughs. To give you an example, Mamdani won Brooklyn by 18% as a Democrat here. So those are going to be hard numbers to try to catch up with no matter who it is. So he's going to be the favorite throughout unless he really stumbles. The business community in New York, I know, has some concerns, again, about his socialist agenda. And they're going to not be on board. But Mamdani has such a wave of support led by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's very popular nationally. And it really is, it's kind of the push behind Mamdani getting where he is. So he's the favorite. He may end up winning.
You know, we talk about the ideas, the things he ran on. But Glenn, you're a New York City guy. What are the chances of many of these actually being implemented if he is to be elected mayor?
Well, here's one example, and that's a great question, Joe. One of the things he wants to do is put a 2% tax on those who make over $1 million. There's a lot of pretty big earners in New York City, Wall Street types, et cetera. But he would need Governor Hochul and the Albany approval to do that. And already Governor Hochul is saying that's not happening. So he can present these items all he wants. He wants free bus routes, for example. The MTA would never agree to that in the financial state they're in. So a lot of these things that he's pushing have no support or aren't even feasible of happening. So he's going to have to either ease back on a lot of these and try to come a little bit more to the moderate side of the Democratic Party, or, you know, he's going to face more pushback. It just, in the words of Eric Adams, what Mamdani's asking for is just not realistic, either politically or just on the street. So there's still a lot that could play out here, but a lot of what he's proposing, again, city-owned grocery stores, for example, he wants every one of these grocery stores to offer the same food at the same price in every neighborhood. I mean, the feasibility of that happening, I would think, is pretty slim.
You mentioned the business community and people pushing back. Are we seeing, you know, people in the business community going and putting their support all behind Adams, their money behind Adams? Do we hear people threatening that if this man's elected, they're going to move their business out of New York? Are we hearing anything like that this close to the primary?
I mean, you've heard businesses say they're concerned. I mean, they're already kind of, you know, there've been emergency meetings. I Adams, certainly this is his strategy. He's going to want to get the business community behind him and say, listen, this is the guy who's, you know, he's been mayor for, you know, 3.5 years. He's had his issues. He's had some legal problems, but it's almost one of these things where he's going to be a lesser of two evils to think of, you know, any other quote I can come up with, that almost rather have it status quo, a lot of the business community, rather than, you know, than facing a socialist type mayor. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure from businesses, and there are lots of them, obviously, in New York City, to try to have their voices heard, and they want them heard. So,
any former mayors putting their support behind either candidate?
Former Mayor de Blasio was a very strong Mamdani supporter, Bill de Blasio, who served 2 terms. Michael Bloomberg, who served 3, he was behind Cuomo initially. We haven't really heard a lot. I don't think he would get behind Mamdani, I don't believe. Rudy Giuliani is a Republican, obviously, who served his terms. His political clout at this point, though, is not high, but he would be probably behind Curtis Sliwa at this point, who's a Republican candidate. And if should Sliwa drop out, he probably would somehow support Adams. Rudy Giuliani supporting Mamdani, I don't see that ever happening.
Hey, Glenn, always great catching up with you. We really appreciate you making some time on this Sunday morning.
All the best, of course. See you again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.